as ye younger submit. Now this is a bad word for a lot of people in church, in the body. I'm not submitting to nobody. I'm too grown. I'm too independent. I'm not submitting to anybody, especially that young buck up there. I mean, let's face it. He hasn't even gotten into seminary good. I hear his application hasn't even been received yet. And I'm to submit to him? So you're looking at it all from the worldly standpoint. From a level of your perspective, your understanding. Look what Peter said. And mind you, Peter did not have a degree in seminary here, nor did any of these other elders that he was writing to. See? But then he tells these Christians, these people that were in one family, submit yourselves unto the elder. Now, this term elder is quite different from the first term elders in verse 1, because this term elder means you submit yourself to the senior or to the preacher put in charge of you. That's what that term elder means. See, it's important to understand this, because you see, in certain church denominations, they have brethren that are not preachers, but they're called elders because they've had some tenure in ministry. But when you go to the language, this has a completely different definition altogether. You are to submit yourselves to me. Yea, all of you be subject, this is really hard now, one to the other. You thought my role was tough. Look at yours. Not only are you to submit yourself to me, Brother Peter Blake, Deacon, but Brother Peter Blake, Deacon, you are to submit yourself to Percy. What? Peter can say, but I'm a deacon. Submit yourself to Percy. Amen. Brother Brown has to submit himself to Judy. What? I'm a man. Brother Brown may say, God has put me in charge of the family. Brother Brown is to submit himself to Sister Brown. You are to submit yourselves one to the... Isn't this something? God is speaking to us here this morning. Submit yourself one to the other. And be... wait a minute. Let's get into this. Let's see. All right. Peter addresses the younger saints and those other lay members as to their role. And look what he says. Look what he says. And this is beautiful in verse 5. He says, and be clothed. That term clothed. We're going to get in that. Be clothed with humility. Church, pay attention to me. All of us are to be clothed. And this also takes in me. See, I'm automatically, because of my so-called pastoral character, I'm supposed to be clothed with that already. But now Peter speaks to the lay members. To be clothed with humility, for God resisteth proud people and gives grace to the humble minds. Amen. In other words, when you got a proud mind, when you say no to the pastor, God has resisted you. God says, oh, no, no, no. You're wrong. I resist you. Now, pastor, I don't resist you. That's when I spend extra hours, Adele, on my knees in my study, and I don't know why I'm there. And then God may bring somebody's name. Now I see. And then God is saying, pray, because they're not resisting you, John. They're resisting me. And I gave you the charge to have watch over their souls. And if I say, but Lord, they're so stubborn, Jesus is saying, pray. That's it. Let's talk about your role. Humility takes the form of submission in verse 5. Humility takes the form of submitting to others. Humility is not an attitude. Well, I'll take what they talk about me. Lord told me to be humble, so I'll just take it. I'll turn to them the other cheek. That's not humility. Because, see, speaking like that, number one, is spoken in arrogance. You aren't really turning the other cheek. You are turning the cheek hoping that they would hit you so that you would be justified in taking punishment. That's not humility. That's not humility at all. That ain't nothing. See, that's all you're trying to do. You're trying to prove that you're right and they're wrong. Watch me turn the other cheek and watch them smite it. Jesus did not command you to do that. He said, be in an attitude to turn the other cheek. So don't try to use that. Well, brother pastor, I'll turn the cheek and let you blow me away from the pulpit again next Sunday. I'll show up next week. Well, please, do me and God a real good favor. Don't come back and tell your heart to write. Because you see, that's not what I'm going to do to you from this pulpit. I'm going to feed you food. Amen. Listen, humility takes the form of submission. Energy and activity are the enterprise of the younger believer in spirit character. Did you hear what I said? I said the energy and activity
activity or the enterprise of the lay Christian. You are to put forth energy to submit. Your enterprise is to always make the other one feel good by what you do. You're to be in agreement with them if it doesn't kill you. You're to be in agreement even if you don't understand it. I got a call, and I don't believe that this member would be distasteful. Liz called me, and we were talking about a particular thing. And I was saying, Liz, we're a body. Remember that, Liz? We're a body. We're a family. We discuss things right up front. I says, that's my mandate as being pastor. And so Liz, amen, call me. Let's communicate. Let's talk about it. We're right up front. Now, you know what it took for Sister Bonner? And those of you that might not like Sister Bonner's approach for calling me, I love that. See? What she did, that took some energy. There was some enterprise. She says, John, I don't understand. Says, Liz, you called the pastor. You did the right thing. You don't understand, call the pastor. And then if you can't get me, call one of the deacons. And then if you can't get them, call some spiritual Christian. Call Brother Jones. I'm serious. Call Matthews. They're not going to tell you anything different from me. And then if they don't know, they'll say, call Brother Pastor in 20 minutes. He may be back. You see what humility takes the form of? Humility is activity. It's that characteristic, that energy that makes you unduly confident in yourself. When it says for you to submit yourself to the other, you are not totally confident in you. See, now Peter's not putting you down. Peter is telling you what the Christian enterprise is all about. Some of us are overmasterful about ourselves. I am in charge of myself. And no, you are God's heritage. Peter knew that the spiritual immature would not take advice from the elder. That's how come he said this. Immature Christians will not take advice from spiritually immature people. They can't. They can't. They're opposed to it. There's where individual insight should take place. Let me look at myself from their perspective. Not that what they said made me feel bad. Is what they said what God would say if he were here in the human form of Jesus talking with me? If Jesus was here and would say the same thing, why don't you take that advice from the spiritually mature? So Peter emphasized submission to wisdom and experience. Let me stop there. Submission to wisdom and experience. Godly wisdom, which is tested by tried experience. How many times have you ever heard of somebody trying to give marital counseling and they've never been married? Jesus, you're going to counsel me on what it is to be married and you've never been married. See, that's not wisdom. See, that's not wisdom at all. And I want you to pay very close attention to that. Anybody that tries to give you counseling in an area where they have no expertise, their heart could be right with God, but their mind is wrong. They're trying to help in an area where they're not gifted, where they're not suited for that gift. Do not try to exercise yourself in a gift where God has not brought you. Look at this. Let me talk about this term clothed. Because that term clothed in verse 5 means, when it says, and be clothed with humility, that means being tied up. It has a connotation of, well, you know the way they dressed back then. They had on tunics. And in the wintertime, what they did is they tied the tunic around the neck and so that the draft or the snow or the coldness wouldn't get to them. And so when you see that term clothed in the original context of the language, it's saying you are to be tied up tight with humility. Nothing can get in when you tie it up that way. But when there is no being tied up tight with humility to submit to the elder, to submit to one another, and you know that's a word saying, I don't have to submit to them. If they're right, you must submit to them. Let me address this. Installation committee, you've been working, I think, beautifully together. Installation committee, get this. If there is no disagreement, even while you're on that committee, you're Martians, you're not earthlings. There must be disagreements. You think differently about different matters. You can love each other and have a different opinion about things. You can do it. And if somebody has a different opinion of you about a thing and you can't love them, they don't have a problem. You do. Because why can't you love them? Well, I've tried to get my point over three times. Amen. What did Paul do? Paul went to the Lord three times, asked the Lord to remove it, and he said, my grace is sufficient. You've tried to get your point over three times, and nobody is going to adhere to you. Can you love him? Is his grace still sufficient? No, I've had it with that member up to here. I'm not going another time. I'm not coming to the meetings anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Why? Submit yourselves one to the other. And if you had that Christian spirit, you'd be at the meeting and you would say, even though I don't agree with you and I've been outvoted, amen, I love you in Jesus, let's just keep on rolling. Yes. Yes. Woo, and you have made such an impression on everybody in the meeting, they see a specimen Christian. They say, look at that behavior. When they were beating Jesus, he took it. And we can't take three rejections in a committee meeting. I, as a pastor, if something that I say is rejected, should I cop an attitude? No, I'll say, show me why you reject it. And if these fine, beautiful officers show me why they reject it, I am to submit myself to them. I am to be a specimen pastor. Humility in church life will enable the energetic to inspire me. Listen. If you are truly humble in